Hey everybody, Brother Gary, Hands Across Borders, and we are continuing our devotional through the Gospel of John. Remember, I'm not in any type of studio, so you're liable to hear all kinds of noises. But we are in John chapter 11, and we'll start in verse number 55. The Bible says, "And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then sought they for Jesus, and spake among themselves, as they stood in the temple, What think ye, that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment, that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, and they might take him." And so here we have, they're getting ready for the Passover. And everybody's going through like every other Passover. This is the third one mentioned in this gospel. But so they're getting ready. There's a pilgrimage happening. Many are going to Jerusalem, purifying themselves, whether different ways. Some are shaving their heads, doing different things because they want to be ceremonially clean so they can partake of the Passover. And so they're going about their getting ready like every other one they've gone through. But this one's going to be different because this one, nobody knows it yet, but Jesus is getting ready to be taken and he's going to die for the sins of the world, we're going to see here shortly. So this one's going to be like none other. The real Lamb of God is going to, his blood is going to be spilt and everybody's just running around doing their own thing. Some are getting, following the, because they're under the law, they're getting ceremonially clean. Others in verse 56, the Galilean Jews, they're talking about, man, we hadn't seen Jesus in a while. The ones in Jerusalem are saying, well, we hadn't seen him since, you know, he raised Lazarus from the dead. And so I wonder, is he going to come and partake of this feast? You know, they're all, that's the big hubbub. And then the chief priests and the Pharisees, they've got a commandment. They've got it out to everybody. Hey, if anybody sees them, you let us know because we're going to get them. And so we've got all of this going on. We've got the religious going to get ceremonial clean. We've got the people talking. I wonder if he's going to come. We've got the chief priests and the Pharisees saying he better not come kind of thing. But what none of them realized is this. There wasn't a thing that was going to keep Jesus from coming to the feast. Why? Because this is what he's come for. He came to die for the sins of the world. And Jesus lived his life according to the scriptures. Whatever the Father wanted him to do, he was going to do. No matter the consequences. This had been set up before the foundations of the world. Jesus was coming to die for yours and my sins. And the world's sins. And so, no matter what the religious crowd said, no matter what the people thought, no matter what is going on around in the community or in society, they were not going to stop Jesus from fulfilling the Father's will. Now, what are you trying to get to here, Brother Gary? I'm here to tell you this, to get this one thought to you today. No matter what is going on around us, No matter what the religious crowd says or thinks or comes up with, no matter what the traditions of men may say, there is not a thing that can stop Jesus from fulfilling the Father's will. That means this to you and I. Whatever God's will is for yours and my life, that's the only thing we need to be concerned of. Doesn't matter what's going on in the world around us, though it may get crazier by the day. Doesn't matter the problems that are happening, the trials we're dealing with. None of that matters. What matters is fulfilling the will of the Lord. And we must understand this, that He will give us the strength, He will give us the discernment, and He will help us every step of the way. Be not concerned about the world around us. Be concerned about fulfilling the will of God. May the Lord bless you.